Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Once again, your song of the day.
Play some more, Jake.
1995, Santa Monica by Everclear. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating,
Jake, thank
on the
you.
Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Came through. Love, we were all jamming in there.
I couldn't imagine seeing Everclear.
I saw him.
You saw him sing that song?
Yeah, I told Sip before. I saw them in Deadwood, South Dakota about 4 years, 3 years ago.
Jake, true again.
They were with Sister Hazel and Deep Blue South, and it was awesome.
They were
so good.
And he's our age.
Hey, I sat next to him at a diner afterward. There was one restaurant open. It was like Memorial Day Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. And
you sat next to him?
There was one restaurant open up after the concert, and everyone had to go there. And I sat like from me to you.
Really?
Did you talk to him?
I said, hey, man, great show. Appreciate it. He said, hey, thank you. It's a great town. I said, Matt, Deadwood's awesome. You're right.
Yeah, Deadwood.
And I walked
out. He had conversation after
the Everclear concert.
He was so cool.
With Everclear. I don't know his name.
Alex.
I think Jake, it's a Greek name.
Chase lived an incredible life.
It's a Greek name, I'm pretty sure.
It's an interesting name.
It's almost like Kaliak Manis.
Art Alexakis is his name.
Alexakis.
Yes.
I think that's Greek.
It might be Greek.
He peaked out in that song. It's an incredible song. It's a 9.8. Yeah, I mean, that song is weirdly good.
Yeah.
9.8765.
4321.
Yeah, peaked out.
We all were jamming there. Bill was jamming.
Yeah, he peaked out in that one. Was there another? I mean, there's some other hits.
Oh, yeah, they have Wonderful. They have Father of Mine.
But those are not close.
Santa Monica is his best.
Yeah.
That's his best.
Yeah.
They just crushed that one.
Crushed.
993.
Whoa.
Wow.
993.
A 98
plus and a 993.
You just nailed it. You played the whole song. Rick Heyman, did you hear much of that song he played? He played a lot of that song.
Rick Heyman would get this.
Yeah.
That song is layered really well. There's songs that you hear that they start off good. They're pretty good. Then it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It went to another level.
The energy was ridiculous.
Did Ben appreciate the energy? I look back, he gave me the stone face. I don't think he liked it.
Ben, this is a big test for you.
6'4".
6'0". Oh, that's not bad. We can take a 6. We can take a 6.
No, it is bad. Ben, stop it. Be better. Be better, Ben.
What more do you want, Ben?
Than Everclear. And Jake dined with him after the concert.
In Deadwood, South Dakota.
On a Sunday night.
It was.
It's a Sunday night.
It was a Sunday.
I couldn't imagine seeing that song live. I really couldn't.
It was great. I probably have a video of it somewhere. But
Art.
Art. Alex Marcus. Yeah.
Ben, what more do you want?
Thank you. Anything from the text line?
Yeah. So before I get to the mailbag, some ratings here. John in Southeast Lincoln, a 7. Bill in Bennett, 9.1. Guilt Nerd, 8.8. Mike and Dalton, a 4. Jake and Hickman, 6.8. Brett and Bertrand, a 7. Gavin and Pender, 7.2.
Disappointed, Gavin. Disappointed in you.
Now, this is a take from
as
Corey.
As a Pendragon.
Corey
Wait a
Lincoln.
Second. This is Corey.
He has a take.
Corey is high. 7. He says, the only good Everclear song.
I got to tell you guys, I hope you're not disappointed.
He's got a couple other okay, but nothing. But this doesn't compare.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Nothing.
Dustin in Dubuque, Iowa, 10. That's a new texture, by the way. I haven't seen Dustin before.
Wait, Dustin, thank you. From Dubuque.
In Dubuque. If you're going to hide somewhere in this world, Dubuque would be a good place.
You said Peoria before.
Yeah. Peoria, too. Dubuque. There's a place in Illinois I've been to that struck me that way. Right. But keep going.
Husker Mike in Waterloo, a 1. That's surprising. Come on, Husker Mike.
That song was incredible.
Mike, why? Why would you do that?
Jennifer 4, hubby 5.5, they say, I hope no one died, is the comment.
Huh.
Is that, I don't understand.
Well, it's like the swim out past the breakers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't listen to the lyrics. You know, I don't listen to the lyrics at all. I like sound.
I think this is like a celebrating a breakup is what we're talking about this song. I think that's what it is.
I'm not sure, but I love it. I absolutely love it.
Kennedy, an 8 in, okay, sorry, Kennedy, 8 years old.
8 years old.
Gives it a 9.5.
Thank you.
An 8-year-old Ben gave it a 9.5. You gave it a 6 at age 20.
Wake up, Ben.
Come on. Who Clevis? Bert, three.
Not bad.
Damn it, Bert.
Kind of low for
Bert and Corey, not on the same page.
They usually get along. Yep.
Text each other. See where you guys are at with this.
They were at our event together. Corey at the golf.
Yeah. Yes.
Double Eagle Golf.
Yeah.
Ellis in Illinois, 7.1. And Duke for Governor says 9.5.
The pickle.
It's not Duke, but Duke for
curious
Governor.
Scores from the household.
Yes.
4 to 5.5.
It's okay.
Yeah. It was
okay.
On.
Okay. They're very supportive of the show, and we have a new listener from Dubuque, which is big news.
It's big. We're breaking into Iowa.
Northeast Iowa. Northeast
Dustin,
Iowa.
Tell your friends in Dubuque along the, what river runs through there, Jake?
The Mississippi.
Mississippi.
It's a pretty big river.
It's kind of important. It's a cool town to drive by. Yeah. When you go to Madison, you drive by Dubuque, and it's beautiful.
You drive right through Dubuque, and it's a nice, when you cruise through Dubuque, and then you head over the bridge, that's quite a view. It's like, wow.
It is legit
riverboats.
It's a wow.
It's a good looking place.
Yeah.
Legit riverboats?
I cannot speak to riverboats, but I know it's a beautiful
area. I don't have a great riverboat history.
I think there's riverboats that whip through there.
Okay. Well, it is time now for the mailbag. Let's fire it up.
That was good. Good job. That was
the mailbag, as always, is sponsored by our friends at Apply Connective. What are the worst three words in IT, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Terrible words. Terrifying. A lot of money to be lost when you get hacked.
No matter, minimum of $4.4 million could go into the billions if you get hacked.
Jeez.
Yeah, think about that.
How do you avoid that? You go to Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partners.
Number one.
All 93 counties, they are one team. All your tech solutions, we're talking managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please go to AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. All right, to the mailbag. Here we go. We have a lot of people here today.
Okay.
John says this. Good morning, guys. Which of these would you rather attend? The seventh game of a World Series with your favorite team playing? The seventh game of the Stanley Cup with your favorite team playing? Or the Super Bowl with your favorite team playing?
Not the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mine's easy. It's the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I think we are all in agreement there. I could not see the Dolphins lose in the Super Bowl. I could not accept that. I couldn't take that in person.
What if they won?
And you were there.
That'd be incredible elation.
Jake, I think you'd have to take that with the Dolphins. Jake, it's your favorite team. If the Houston Oilers were in the Super Bowl, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
He says what I regard as remarkably funny things like, it would be incredible elation. It would be incredible elation.
But that, oh.
Jake, would it be an incredible elation?
Stanley Cup Game 7.
I would like to go to the Stanley Cup.
I would too.
With the nice plane in Vegas.
The Stanley Cup unveiled afterwards. Yeah. Everyone's so happy. Throwing stuff on the ice.
I mean, if you watch those series, you know, every year, they're incredible.
Yeah.
But
talk about dudes.
We talk about football, people throwing stuff on the field, it's bad. MLB, same thing. It's encouraged in hockey. Please throw your hats on the ice.
Throw your fish. Throw salmon.
Yeah.
Throw salmon.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Throwing a live salmon on the ice.
Flopping around.
They hope you do it.
And he's still alive over
there. The salmon's alive.
Okay.
Imagine carrying a bag of water.
I don't know if it's salmon, but they throw fish out there. Go ahead.
To Joel, good morning. What is your guy's favorite soup?
Oh, that's a good one, Bill.
Soup choice from Joel.
This is a good one. Thank you. Oh, God.
First of all, I'm chowder only
because
I won't even sit at a table with anyone eating soup. It freaks me out. If I get the...
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Oh, yeah.
If they slurp,
it's a bad...
No, it freaks me. I will not sit at the same table as someone eating soup.
You wouldn't eat with me?
No, not if you're eating soup. I won't sit at the same table.
Chowder's good, though.
Chowder's, I'll do a chowder.
I don't want to steal yours.
You can't slurp a chowder.
Clam chowder.
It's clam chowder or a loaded baked potato soup.
That sounds delicious. Yeah,
that'd be the two
I don't want to steal your clam chowder. What if I eat soup? I like chicken and rice. I do. I like a lot of rice.
Chicken and wild rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah.
Plus, you stole my soup.
It's mine.
How incredible elation.
Well, right now, Steve's been kind of ruining the show for everybody because he attacked Sean Callahan earlier. Sean, give me the top three guys we're going to hear from we don't know much about.
G-Sip.
Put him on the spot.
He didn't like
then,
that.
And then you
he
had didn't. Your guys already. Well, I answered the
question. I have the question.
And you
right
said now. I answered it perfectly yesterday when I got asked.
Yeah, without thinking.
Yeah, so that's who you work with, is Sean. And yeah.
Oh, I can be a total ass. All right, keep going.
What if I said white chicken chili? You ever had that before?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's good stuff.
It's albino stuff.
Give me some albino chili, please.
Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas says, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Question for the bag. You three, Bill, Sip, Jake, each have different careers, different backgrounds, and different paths that led you to make up our beloved three-legged stool. Who has been the most influential person in your careers so far?
Jiminy Christmas.
Well, that's pretty... You can never name, like, one.
No.
You know, that'd be impossible.
I can't.
Mine would be my dad, because I was starting off being a coach because he was a coach, and I thought that was really, really cool. So it started off there. But then after that goes... There's so many mentors that got me into spots that I've been at. It's ridiculous. So
I don't know that I could
George Darlington is another one. It's a big one here at Nebraska. For names that people would know.
I mean, the Babber was big to me. Babcock, Mike Babcock.
Incredible human.
But I think I go back a little further than Babcock. So it was World Herald guys like Wally Provost. I don't know if Phil would remember him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You do remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was a columnist and sports editor for them. And I'd say Mike Kelly was a guy. I just read the World Herald voraciously. So anybody who was writing back in the 70s, that's who.
Let's go with Rick Alloway, UNL professor.
Rick Alloway.
Tell us about Rick. Yeah,
Rick Alloway has the voice of God, basically.
Does he? Does he really?
He does. He's a longtime professor, longtime radio guy in Lincoln. Now he's been at UNL for like 20, 30 years or so at this point.
Voice of God.
Oh, if you listen to the guy talk, you say, all right, just keep talking. I won't say anything.
So he mentored you.
He did. He's very good.
You.
At KRNU, the UNL radio station.
Did you ever just have some one-on-one? Did you office time? Did you have office hours?
Rick loves swinging. He loves talking to the students, helping them out.
That's interesting. Did he?
And he's a busy guy. Oh, by the way,
is he?
Yeah,
is he?
Not just messing around.
Rick, thank you.
Rick Alloway, wonderful.
You delivered Jake to us.
Yes, he did. He hand delivered Jake.
This is Michael in Hawaii. He says aloha.
If the 808.
If any of your co-hosts had to wear a shirt with the phrase they say the most, what would their shirt say?
Incredible.
And yours would
incredible.
Say? 100.
Hondo.
What? 100.
And yours would say? What would Jake say? Come on.
He's got so many. I'm trying to think what that would be.
It would be incredible elation. I like that. More than anything you've ever said, I like that. It would be incredible elation.
Mine would be, what was his word
feces.
Feces. Says feces a lot.
I do.
He says
regarding
feces.
The dolphins.
Says feces
regarding the Miami
lot.
Dolphins.
What's the word he used for being so let down?
Betrayal.
Betrayal.
Oh, yeah.
Mine would be for
betrayed.
For Jamie.
You say betrayed.
Betrayed. Yes.
I've been betrayed.
You see, you're the only person I hear to use the word feces.
Feces, he is. And he's used it over 200 times on the air.
The dolphins are feces.
He'd text us game feces. One after two series, we're trash. Season's over. They won the game. After the second series of the season, he said that
this
they
team
were
is feces.
Both of you are very Jake. If you've noticed his rundowns, Jake's a very good writer. I think you're an underrated writer.
I don't know if I'm a writer.
I might have Bill start writing the headlines.
I thoroughly enjoyed creative writing in college.
I'm not surprised.
It was just the issue with now. It's so I would have loved it a lot more now because now I can find how to spell a word within a second.
Yeah.
Before it'd be like, hey,
oh
remember,
God, here
remember
we go.
This is always the famous line. How can I look it up if I don't even know how to spell it? That was always your...
I've never used that line.
I did all the time. How can I look it up? Look it up in the dictionary. How can I look it up? I don't even know how to spell it.
What about the first three letters? Can you figure that one out?
A lot of times
out?
I couldn't get the first three. That was the problem. Couldn't get them.
We have a text. Two textures of the same thing for what my word or words would be.
What would it be?
Season's over.
Season's over. That's true. That's a lot. Season's over.
That's a pretty good t-shirt.
That's pretty good. Season's over.
Or the one I'm proud of this word I made before. You know this word.
Yes.
Disastrophe.
He made up a word.
Yeah, disaster, catastrophe. Yeah. It's a disastrophe. That is my word.
It is. He made it up. It's good. That's your, one of your staples.
Thank you. Let's put Disaster.
You're welcome.
Disastrophe season's over. That's sounds about right for me.
Jake Sorensen is one of the most interesting men in the world. He really is. If he,
like, smart.
He's the person. If you're going to do a case study on any three of us, do it on Jake. Do it on Jake. Because he just talked about how he had a late dinner with the lead singer from Everclear after listening to him live in Deadwood, South Dakota on a Sunday night.
You need some time to tell Bill about your encounter downtown with Fastball.
Here in Lincoln. Yeah, Fastball in Lincoln. And Vertical Horizon.
He freaked them out.
I scared them. There was about 75 people max at the concert. At what was formerly called Vega. It was above.
It was called Vega.
The second level of the rail yard.
Please share this with Bill.
And I love this story. This concert was like, this is for me. Yeah. This is Jake Sorensen's dream concert. Fastball and Vertical Horizon.
75 people.
75 people.
Max. I might be generous with 75. I'm front row. And I get there early because I'm excited. Fastball's in town. Great. I go up to the bar and say, hey, Miles. He's like, what the hell?
I said, hey, Miles.
I'm looking forward to the show tonight. He's like, all right, man.
All right, man.
Come on, Miles. I'm surprised he wasn't nicer to you.
Someone knew who he was in there. Me.
I couldn't imagine.
I was not creepy about it before the show, Mike.
I got you.
I think we're all on the same page. Yesterday, out at that event, I'm sitting there, and the guy in the booth next to me goes, hey, coach, he goes, listen to you guys every morning. I didn't say, what's up? Cool.
Yeah.
No, I stopped.
He should have said thank you.
No, I stopped and talked.
No, I always react with a lot of surprise.
I do. I do, too. A lot of surprise.
Okay? Why do you listen to us?
It was just so... But yeah, I couldn't imagine. I mean, you're at a concert and there's only 7 people show up. I think I'd be nice to one of the guys.
It's possible he was disappointed with the turnout.
Well, maybe. But I was sang all the songs. I hope they could hear me in the front row. I lost my voice.
We all the time out. You were in the front row.
100
of a concert of 70 people packed. Yeah. Why would it not be the front row?
Hold it. Did you go by yourself?
No, I brought a couple friends.
Did you?
They didn't really. They knew the way. I knew all the Fastball songs.
They
knew two big songs, which have done well. But I knew all the songs.
So Jake would be in the front row.
I was in the front row, and then I also scared Sean McDonough one time too.
He did. He was staring at Sean McDonough, and Sean McDonough had to leave.
I love it. Jake does have a little bit of creepiness to him.
No, he does.
When it comes to fandom, I can see it where people freak out a little bit. Well, you can't say no because everybody's accounted is freaked out.
I don't think
except for up in the diner after in
dinner. Art was like, cool, man. Hey, thanks for coming out for the show.
Thanks for coming out for the show.
I just left him alone. I left him alone. I said, hey, nice show tonight. And I walked out. It's a way to avoid awkwardness.
You know what would be awesome?
I'm sorry, Sean McDonough, for what I did to you.
It'd be awesome if Rick Heyman did the same song tomorrow. Everclear.
Play Everclear again tomorrow.
Do it again tomorrow.
That's high T.
Do that. Yeah,
that's high T. Absolutely.
Rick, that's high T.
Yeah.
That is not, that's Limitless Mail
there. That's not Fogelberg.
And that's not Dan Fogelberg.
Not Chapin.
When we come back, hour two.
Old Lang Syne.
Lane Kiffin has thoughts on the importance of game time. We'll discuss that next on an early break on the Ticket.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.